Gilbert.
Torrey, what did you see out of Zach tonight?
He was on the attack from the first pitch he made today. And I, you know, I felt his fastball presence, fastball command, to the first batter of the game. You know, it was some well-thrown pitches that really set a tone for what his game plan was and where he was at, and what he was feeling. So it just continued from that point forward. I think, you know, limited mistakes in the middle of the plate, working the edges and working off of that very aggressive fastball. It was a great outing for him tonight.
Evan.
Torrey, looked like Cattell was in some pain after that foul ball late in the game. How's he doing right now?
Yeah, just quickly went out there and had a chance to talk it over with him, and he said he felt okay. It's just a typical ball that you know, hitters foul off their shin, and he had a great day. I mean, he I know he wanted to stay in the game, keep that at bat alive, and get, I think, what would have been his fourth hit. But the right fielder made a great play on him. But he's doing just fine. Special day for him today. He said, talking about tone, you know, it was really I think it was the first pitch of the game, right? He ends up hitting over the left field wall to give us a 1-0 lead. And then Carson followed it up, and just some clutch hitting at the right times. And look, I made those comments last night. And you could see when we execute the way we can, we come through and extend leads and score runs. But a lot of things were very pleasing today. It was some real clutch at bats where guys fell behind early, stayed in the count, got back in the counts, maybe walked. Some dirt ball reads, just a really good effort by the entire team today.
Evan.
Torrey, how nice was it to see the team take advantage of some opponents' mistakes? You guys have been on the other end of that several times this year. How nice was it to be on the business end of that?
You're exactly right. You know, you look up there and we don't have any errors, and we got a well-pitched game, and it yielded us a win. And there's no mystery to it. I've sat here before you all season long talking about playing crisp, aggressive, attacking baseball on both sides. And when we do that, we win baseball games. So, yeah, it was nice to see us catch a couple breaks. Look, their third baseman's a very, very good third baseman. Doesn't normally make throws like he did today, but we'll definitely take advantage of that. And it was a big extra run that we scored.
Jack?
The way Zach started tonight, you know, firing fastballs and flooding the zone, and then Cattell hitting the leadoff homer, kind of got the fans into the game, and you had a big, loud crowd tonight. How much did the players feed off of that? And what was the atmosphere like in the dugout early on?
Yeah, it was a special night. You know, I know obviously there's a lot of Dodger fans here, and it's what we want to get to. We want to have our fans in every stadium that we play in throughout the course of a baseball season, because they definitely energize us. And we heard them, and we're able to appreciate exactly what they did tonight for us. But it was a huge crowd, no doubt about it. And there was a ton of energy in our dugout, a ton of energy in the stadium. And look, we pushed across a couple early runs, and the fans were appreciating it. We heard that.
All right, well, Gallen up next.
Thanks, you guys.
Zach, hate to hit you with a tough one right off the bat, but how'd you feel about your outing out there?
I haven't heard that one before. this is the first time in probably, I don't know how long that it's clicked. You know, granted, I wish it would have clicked sooner, but just kept plugging away on things with the delivery. And, you know, this past bullpen I threw on Wednesday, things started to click, started to feel familiar, started to feel, you know, normal. I felt pretty good. Like I made pitches when I needed to, you know, even the Trey Turner pitch, you know, that swing was a good swing. I feel like I made a good pitch. Just he made a better swing, but yeah, overall, I had an idea where stuff was going tonight, which is, you know, makes my job a lot easier.
Nick.
So Zach, it looked like you were being super aggressive with your heater, at least early on. Was that, I don't know, is that just the way it's supposed to look given how you felt, or was that something you kind of came in you know, wanting to pitch that way with that pitch in particular?
I would say the conviction probably came from feeling how I know that pitch should feel when it comes out of my hand. Felt pretty good, you know, with the work that I put in this last week or last few days, that I was executing pitches where I wanted to. So I think that, you know, that allowed me more to be more aggressive with it. You know, a lot of times it was the misses, you know, the last couple of months have been not necessarily a miss from, you know, lack of aggression or whatever. It's just, you know, not getting things in the right position where I need to be. Today, kind of, you know, lined up, was able to execute those pitches, and the aggression kind of just coupled with, you know, feeling good, you know, having that familiar feel again.
Zach, where do you rank this start amongst all your outings this season?
In terms of just everything that's gone on the whole year, it's up there for me. It's probably at the top. If not, it's, you know, 1B behind that, the Braves start. But today was just more kind of just having, you know, a mental fortitude this year of just plugging away, chipping away on, you know, certain things in my delivery. No, and I didn't feel right. Got on the DL 3 times, whatever it was. So just trying to battle, just chip away each day, just see if I can make some progress each day. So, you know, today for it to finally click against a lineup like that, you know, and to get some revenge after the last outing, I'd say that's, it's either 1 or 1B. So yeah, it's definitely up there.
So even if it's not necessarily your best, it's maybe your most gratifying.
Yeah. I'd say it's probably a good word. You know, the numbers, you know, will tell one story, but I know how I feel, and I know, you know, going in the last start, going in the off season, I kind of knocked down a pretty big wall and, you know, overcame some hurdles with, you know, from a feeling standpoint, delivery standpoint, that, you know, give me something to work on and concentrate on going in the off season.
Jack?
Crowd was pretty into it tonight. Were you able to feed off that at all? Did that help kind of push you through a little bit more too?
Not really. I mean, it's definitely unfortunate that, you know, most of the crowd was wearing blue. But yeah, there was a couple of times, a couple of instances where, you know, I could hear our fans, they were getting into it. That's for sure. But yeah, no, the crowd didn't really play a factor, negative or positive. I kind of just, you know, tonight was one of those nights where just, you know, I feel like I was in the zone. I kind of just, you know, went to my little spot and, you know, kind of blacked out and just, you know, went into the zone there and didn't really pay attention too much of like what's going on. Yeah, it was just trying to make pitches. You know, didn't really pay too much attention to what the crowd was doing.
When your fastball is working like that, I'm sure makes any questions about the changeup go away real fast too, huh?
Yeah, you know, when you command the fastball, it can just bail you out of so many different spots. You know, it's just when you don't have that, then it's tough. You know, who knows what you might have, but if I can at least, you know, put the fastball in the 4 quadrants, it definitely makes my job a lot easier, makes everything else a lot easier. And then add the changeup on top of it, just kind of, you know, those pitches play well together. So it just definitely makes it a little bit easier of an outing.
All righty. We'll see everybody tomorrow.
Thanks, Zach.
Thanks.
Thanks, Zach.